Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control. Welcome, and you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are starting your day here with us. I'm Kim. I'm your host, and I've got Jeannie Michael here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Very
Missed
good.
You.
I know. You've been traveling around. Retirement's actually seems pretty good for you, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right. And I actually have Betty Alkazian.
Good morning.
She actually totally dissected her name so I could say it exactly perfect. Mm-hmm. But she is our licensed marriage and family therapist. She is also a parenting coach and an author of Parenting Backwards. And I'm so excited to talk with you.
Thank you. We're at the beginning
of our year, and it's just a perfect time to kind of be in alignment with our children and our families. And sometimes, you know, it's crazy because sometimes things in our life start getting stressed, and then our kids have no control of that. And how do we bring them into that without, you know, really messing up their lives at the same time?
It's true.
So I'm really interested in talking with you, and so welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Also, we have the Biggest Loser from season 5, Bernie, and I'm going to get this right, Salazar. And he's going to be talking about smart snacking. He still lost all this weight, but he got to snack. So I like to snack. They say, you know, kind of a meal every 2 hours, that kind of thing.
It's like grazing.
Yeah, but you need some snacks in between. So we're going to be talking with them. And I want to tell you, if you are just tuning in right now, maybe for the first time, I talk about anything that adds value to your life every day and every way. We are a positive talk radio show. And what we do is we talk about people's journeys. We talk about people's gifts, things that you were born with that maybe you're not really, you know, looking at or using to your advantage. And it's something that you will hear other people's stories, other people's journeys. And I hope that you take advantage of this and that you tune in and resonate with some of these stories. And also, I bring different experts on in all different, every different field. And today we have Betty, and she's going to be talking about how to really work with our family. And tell us what are we going to be talking about?
I wanted to talk today about family stresses.
Oh, there we go.
I see so many families dealing with stresses, and the kids really are sort of victims of what the parents are going through.
Kind of like what we were just saying, yeah. And they don't know what's going on, but yet they have to go to work or to school and do what they do.
Yes. And they're watching their parents to figure out, how am I supposed to act? What am I supposed to do with this? And parents aren't always the best examples.
This is so true. Well, gosh, I'm really excited. Again, her book is Parenting Backwards, Raising Our Kids to Become Fabulous Adults by Looking Forward and Working Backwards. And so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about your book and give some tips and different things that we can help your life. So I do want to let you know all the ways that you can tune in. Definitely, you can go to my website. I am always downloading my past shows so you can hear if you've missed anything. And that is at KimPaganoShow.com. You can like us on Facebook. Become a fan, because then you hear and see different guests that have tuned in, and I kind of post what's going on. And that is at Kim Pagano Show. Also, I'm on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. And also, you can listen on TuneIn Radio. And that's on a lot of, it's a free app that you can get. And it's great because you can listen and you can record it and walk into any of your meetings or your schools or and then get back to it. So definitely, you know, check that out. Also, you can call in and you can be a part of our show at 805-639-0008. I also have a new number that if I'm not on the studio that you can, or in the studio, you can also get in touch with me, and that is 805-419-0008. With that, I'd love to talk with you. If you have something, a parenting, you know, or a teen, or a, I mean, you deal with any age, right?
I do.
Right. So definitely you can give us a call here and, you know, talk with us. So, all right. So tell us, where are we going to start? How do we know if, you know, sometimes things just kind of spiral out and we don't realize that our kids are being kind of caught in the middle of it, you know? And then how do you be on the same page as your husband and you're trying to say, the kids are in the room, don't talk, and they're in their emotion. And it's just, it's a whole kind of a web we weave.
That's kind of delicate, isn't it?
I often tell parents, don't assume that your kids don't know what's going on just because you're not talking about it in front of them. Our kids are so intuitive. They read our minds. They feel our feelings. And so we really need to assume that they know more than we think they do. So we need to tell them, because what they're making up in their heads is usually worse than the reality. So don't be afraid to tell them, you know, this is what's going on. I've got it handled. We're taking care of business. It's okay. You're safe. We're still okay. Kids need to be reassured that the parents are the adults and that they're taking care of business.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. So should we be sharing what's going on?
Depending on what the issue is, we don't want to scare our kids and stress them out as well.
I guess it kind of depends on age, right? But, you know, then they become part of your relationship.
That's
which
what
is
I'm
another
thinking too. Yeah, I think that's too much of a dynamic. To me, I think we always just said, you know, hey, it's not a big deal, and you know,
it depends what it is, though. If it's a private issue between mom and dad, of course, it's not the kid's business.
No, we don't even bring it up.
But sometimes we do need to acknowledge that there is something going on, but that it's something private between mom and dad, and we're taking care of it.
Mm-hmm. That's how. That's pretty much how we would handle it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you have one child, Jeannie, and you have two.
I have three.
Oh, you have three. That's right. Okay, and I have four. They're, you know, it, and I don't think 3 to 4 is any different. Do you?
I don't know. I've never had 4.
Okay, but I you know, there is a middle child, right? So you probably have the middle child. But even though having 4, I feel like I have the middle child. I have 2 middle child, you know. But so do you, how do you let them into your, what's going on with your family? Or how do you?
Again, it depends on what is going on. You know, it is about age appropriateness and sharing, not sharing too much information, but acknowledging if they're sensing something. But as they get older, they know what's going on. They see, they hear. So we do need to be open to some degree, not getting too private or involving them in things that they shouldn't be a part of. But we do need to teach them the tools of how to deal with things, because they're watching us.
Well, that's another thing. If you've already brought it up, I mean, it's kind of like having a conversation with a friend and you two are talking, and then third person's like, oh, and then all of a sudden you stop talking. Well, it's the same with children, whether you have 2, 4, 1, or 10. I mean, if they're in the room and you've brought that elephant into the room, you'd better be able to explain it or say, yes, this does affect our family, but we're handling it. And if you need to know more, you know, catch me later, because right now we got to, you know, settle this.
But I think one of the most valuable things we can do for our kids is to explain to them when there is an issue that's appropriate for them to know about, to explain to them what's happening and to teach them what you're doing about it and to model for them the emotional display that's appropriate. So you can say, you know, I'm a little worried and here's how I'm handling it.
Right.
I'm consulting an expert, or I'm, you know, going
to
go in my room.
So to kind of give them the reassurance so that they're not.
So you're not asking them for their opinion. You're just kind of sharing why you brought the elephant into the room to begin with.
And we're not asking them to solve it for us either. But we are teaching them that life has its ups and downs. And sometimes, you know, those downs are a little scary, but the adults can handle it. That's the key for kids to feel safe and secure.
Oh, that's a really good thing, because you're right. They don't want to feel like they have to be the parent.
No.
Exactly. And that's one of the dangers that some parents do. If they start freaking out, the kids feel like they have to take care of mom or dad.
Right.
And we don't want to put our kids in that situation.
Right. Now, here's another thing. I know that you usually are parenting kids, but what about, you know, when we start, our parents start getting older, and then, it, I mean, really, it's a full circle, right?
It turns around. It's almost, yeah, full circle.
So exactly. I want to talk a little bit about all those different areas.
We're going
areas.
Through that right now.
See, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us. And again, we've got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so glad that you are joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And we are talking to Jeannie Michael and also Betty Alkazian, and she's a licensed marriage and family therapist, parent coaching, and author of Parenting Backwards. Also, our first guest is Bernie, and I hope I'm going to get your name right, Bernie. Is it Salazar?
Salazar.
Yeah. There you go. And you are one of the winners of The Biggest Loser. That was season 5, right?
Yes, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome.
Hi. I was on season 5 of The Biggest Loser, which is almost 3.5-4 years ago now.
So. Wow. Well, welcome to my show. I'm so excited to talk with you. And so tell us a little bit about, now, how did you get picked for that show? Or do you, you know, kind of give us a little bit of a background about yourself?
You know, I'm just so lucky to have been picked for the show. How it happened, I really don't know. I think, Kim, what they did was they saw a picture of me, and they realized how good-looking I was going to be once I lost the weight.
Ah, I like that thought.
At least that's what I tell myself. My wife says that it was just what I had on that day.
I like your first explanation better.
Yeah, no, I like that. Now, how has that changed your life? Or let's back up a little bit. How hard was that, and how much weight did you lose?
You know, it was wonderfully difficult. I lost 130 pounds, so we're talking about, like, you know, 2 fifth graders.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
Good for
you. That is amazing.
Thank you. Wow. And I'm all of 5'5", so you better believe that I was a ball of fun.
Wow. And so how incredible do you feel now?
You know, I feel so much better. I just feel more confident about myself. You know, the looks I joke around about, but I really just feel so much more confident in my ability to take complete control of my life.
Well, and so your whole eating habits have changed, and you're
completely. Mm-hmm. completely. Everything from, you know, the meals that I'm choosing to eat, more fruits, more vegetables, more lean proteins, getting my whole grains in there. Even the way that I snack. You know, I'm reaching for things like Orville Redenbacher Smart Pop popcorn for 100 calories.
Or a handful
of
nuts.
To what I used to before.
I have a question to ask you. When you lost all that weight, did you have any, you know, a lot of people say they lose weight and then they have this extra skin laying around. Did you have any of that problem? Or,
You know, I was fortunate in the fact that I didn't have as much as I've seen other contestants have, but I definitely had it around my belly section. And it's one of those things where no matter how hard we are working to get healthier, and even if we're able to see those results, there's always going to be things that you can nitpick at. I am just so happy to be in a healthier spot, and I almost see them as my little war wounds. Like, hey, I fought that battle, and I came out on the winning end.
Good for you.
Unbelievable. So can you take us through a day at, you know, how long did it take you to lose that weight?
In total, it was about 7 months to lose 130 pounds, which really is an accelerated pace. But when you're not the biggest loser, you know, that's your full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people say, oh, my gosh, Bernie, I don't know if I can do that at that pace. And I tell them, you know, I don't suggest you doing it at that pace. What the Biggest Loser does is provide you with a glimpse of how incredible the human body is, especially when we push ourselves. But I suggest, you know, that people that are looking to get healthy consult their physician, take their time, and come up with a plan that works for them.
I think that's some of the wisest words that not only you or anybody can say, because, you know, you hear a lot of people out there, there are these exercise gurus, and, I mean, they'll put you through some, I think some of the boot camps, I don't know, if you haven't seen your doctor, I don't think you should just jump right in there. So to say you need to check with your doctor first is really good advice. And then find the program for you that works for you.
Right, and also age-appropriate exercises is really a big thing. You know, because you used to do this when you were younger, and now you're older, and you're going to just start right in, and it's
I don't think so.
So tell us, what was the biggest part of losing weight that you can remember or that you think is important to tell my listeners?
Everybody is looking for that secret. We all want that instant gratification. Guys, we didn't put this weight on overnight. It is not going to come off overnight. Give yourself time. Enjoy the journey. Be a smarter eater, a smarter snacker. Find activities that you actually enjoy doing. Because if you don't enjoy doing something, guess what? You're going to stop doing it. So, you know, be an explorer in your own community. Find those things that you want to do, do them. Find those snacks that you enjoy eating, go for them.
Wow. And now, oh, go ahead, Benny.
Bernie, being the therapist in the room, I'm curious about your mental health and how you feel emotionally, your feelings, and how that has changed.
You know, I'm so glad that you asked, because as a male, this isn't something that I get asked a lot, and I wish that people would ask me. I had to dig deep, and I realized that the most, you know, where I needed to lose the most weight was the emotional and the mental weight that I was carrying. I was always doing things for other people. I was always putting myself last, you know, and I think as a male, you know, always told, you know, hey, just kind of suck it up.
We just had a show yesterday about that. I'm so glad you're bringing that up. Great question.
And you need to be able to really dig deep and say, hey, guess what? I'm worth changing my life. I'm worth taking the time that it's going to take so that I can be a better person, a better husband, a better friend to people. And that's what I've learned. That was a big thing that I walked away with.
Wow. Now, do you think that there was an old message that was in your mind the whole time that you were listening to?
You know, I would say an old message as far as what might have helped or contributed to putting on the weight.
Correct.
Would had to have been that, you know, I was constantly wanting to do things for others. I didn't feel as though I was worth investing that time into myself. And I felt selfish if I did it.
Yes.
And now, you know, I realize that in order for me to truly be there for other people, I need to be there for myself first.
Beautiful.
Good for you. You climbed that mountain and you're there, dude.
I know. That is so incredible. And if you're happy, everybody around you is happy. I don't know why we forget that.
And it's contagious.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We have, we're talking to Bernie, and I'm going to get this right, Salzelza. Is that right?
Salazar.
Okay. And we are talking, he is the Biggest Loser from season 5. Now, there was 1 pound that made the difference, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what an amazing. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, so How did this change your family?
You know, I'm glad that you asked. What I did was I had to start really communicating better with my family. I had to open up and say, guys, this is what I need. I don't want you to, you know, think of me as the old Bernie, the one that really wanted every holiday to revolve around food. I had to get people in my life to view me differently and communicate that to them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so important. And what was your thoughts from your wife?
You know, my wife, I actually married after the show, and it's a funny story because she is the cousin to my partner on the show. So if it wasn't for the show, I would not be married. I mean, it's life-changing in every sense.
Oh, you're right. What a story.
I know, Bernie. Gosh, yeah. A complete changeover in every direction.
You're right, Bernie. No wonder they picked you. They saw your good looks. They said, man, this guy's going to take this show far.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I feel right here on the Kim Fegato show. Like, you're absolutely right. And that's all I can hope to do is to really communicate to your listeners that anything's achievable. I want them to really start moving their bodies. I know I'm asking a lot of them, but I want them to start moving their bodies. I want them to start playing more. I want them to start snacking smarter. So if you have, you know, a sweet craving, I want you reaching for the fruit instead of, you know, maybe something that's not as healthy. I want you, if you have a salty craving, I want you reaching for that Orville Redenbacher Smart Pop. I want every aspect of your life to be a conscious decision.
There you go. Live mindful. I mean, that's what people don't do. Our world is 24/7, and yet at the same time, you know, we're not investing in ourselves, and that's so important to do. So, wow, you've made a huge impact, and just your story, it's amazing. What are you doing with your life today? What was your work before, and what are you doing now?
You know, I was wrapping up graduate school right before my time on The Biggest Loser, and I'm happy to say that I'm continuing on with educating individuals, except in a different way. I started an organization that is focused on getting children up, active, and healthy. I'm putting out my first book. It's called Monster Size. And you can go to mymonstersize.com to find out more about the book and its release date. I'm also making sure that I'm going around the country and sharing my story in hopes that others are realizing that they need to lead the healthy life that they deserve.
God, I love that. And you are an inspiration, really. You've given me chills, and I hope that my listeners, you know, I'd love to talk to you when you get your book out again. And I just think it's so important that us as parents, do you have children?
You know, I do not. I'm a newlywed. I'm about a year and a half into it, but we are planning on having a family for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I think it's so, you know, the children nowadays are not, they're sitting on the couches, playing Nintendo, playing all the games, and they're not moving. They're not out there kicking a ball around or just running in the cul-de-sac, that kind of thing. They're just not doing that, and I think it's so important to get them back out there.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying that for years.
times have changed, but I'll tell you what, as a family unit and as a community, we definitely have more control over that than we give ourselves credit for.
We sure do.
So let's get them up and active and, you know, moving and snacking better.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bernie. And keep in touch with us, because I'd love to, you know, follow you and see what's going on with you.
That would be great, Kim. I appreciate it. Again, you can check out mymonstersize.com and also look at orville.com for some great snacking tips.
Perfect. You got it. All right. Thank you so much. That is Bernie for The Biggest Loser, Season 5, by 1 pound. Can you imagine? 1 pound made the difference in his life. So very inspirational story.
Yes.
Well, with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Betty, and we're going to talk about balancing our parenting. And really, it is a balance, isn't it?
It's a constant corrective maneuver.
And you know, it's so hard when you are a working parent. You got to make sure your kids are doing good in school. You got to make sure your relationship is good. There's so many responsibilities. So I'm really excited. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Fegato Show.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, that was really inspirational, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, Bernie's book is Monster Size, and that's with a C-I-S-E at the end, and it's the Monster's Guide to Good, Healthy Fun. You know, you really have to change your whole entire life, and that's another responsibility as a parent. To make sure that you're feeding your family healthy stuff, that you're not just driving through fast food.
And, yes. You know? And not using food as a coping mechanism as well.
That's another great...
Even if you are at fast food, I think there's a way to go through these fast foods, and you can pick something healthy out. They
make
do have healthy food, mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely.
Just don't make it your main meal every night, you know?
Yeah, I tell you, one of my sons loved hot dogs, then he loved pizza. You know, and you have to kind of curb it. So, but he was a picky eater out of all my kids. And so it's important to try to replace it. Like last night, he wanted corn dog and we're all having, you know, all this vegetables and a little tiny piece of meat and he doesn't like meat. So, so I'm like, okay, you can have that as long as you have a big salad with it. So, you know, it's the balancing.
Yeah. And it's also about moderation. A piece of pizza once in a while isn't going to hurt anyone.
No.
But it's
a whole pizza might.
About eating a whole pizza or eating pizza every night. That then it becomes too much of a good thing is no longer a good thing.
Definitely. So, all right. So, Betty, talk to us about what are we going to discuss today?
Well, I actually had a thought based on something you said earlier, Kim, and that is you bring this show to people about positive things and inspiring people. And we are not aware of all of the negative images, watching the news, and the things that actually stress us out in the day. Some of it is kind of passive stressors.
But it all adds up.
But it adds up, and it takes a toll after a while. Mm-hmm. And so surrounding ourselves with more positive images and maybe turning off the news and not seeing about all the murders and the natural disasters and the human-created disasters and all of those things that just stress us out.
Sure.
And it's okay to turn it off and turn on some beautiful music that makes us feel good.
I forget, you know, sometimes I do that. I'll turn on music. I'm thinking, like, especially in the car, you're listening to the news, and I think, you know what, I'm going to go listen to some blues or something, you know, or mellow elevator music. But I forgot how much I enjoyed it. I said, oh my gosh, this is so cool, you know, and it is relaxing.
Sometimes I will just turn the radio off in the car and just have quiet.
I've done that too.
It recharges me. And people need to know what recharges them.
That's true.
So we have to really be aware of how we're being stressed out in the ways that we may stress ourselves out, as well as the things that we're exposed to.
Definitely. And I think it's taking life a little bit slower. And believe me, I don't do that, okay? I know when my kids were younger, it was a little stressing, but they kind of came. They always came first, you know. And then I was the one who...
They still do.
Yeah, they still do. But what I'm saying is I was the one who was stressed, not always them.
Sure.
But the truth is, when we take good care of ourselves, and Bernie mentioned this a minute ago, that when we take good care of ourselves, we have so much more to give to our kids and to our spouses and our friends and family.
So I think that's not only just repeating that, but what happens is sometimes you're so stressed out. If you just stop and just say, okay, this is what I'm going to do for me. What I need to do is I have to go to the gym. I don't care what I do today. I know my kids are this. But somehow, I don't care if it's 11 o'clock tonight. I've got to get to the gym or do my exercise at home. But I'm taking care of me. And what happens when you do that, your mind starts sending all these positive thoughts because it's happy that your body is getting what it needs. And you start thinking better. I think you think more positive.
There's no question. When we take good care of ourselves, we feel good about ourselves. Sure. We're filling up our love tank, so we have so much more to give to others.
Well said. Mm-hmm.
And it literally exercise releases all sorts of chemicals in our brains that make us feel good and reduce that stress. So
is that serotonin? I think
serotonin, sure. Yeah. Dopamine, I don't know.
Yeah, one of those, right, exactly.
Chemicals are.
So, okay, so how do we shield our kids from life stresses? when they happen, you know, maybe a husband loses his job, or, you know, maybe they're really stressed out at work, work's really pulling on them, and they've got to make sure that the kid's got it, your child's maybe having problems in school, all those things. I mean, we have never had lessons for any of that stuff.
I think the key really is to have appropriate reactions, to respond in a way that says, okay, let's sit down, let's sit back, let's take stock of the whole situation and decide how we want to handle it. Rather than being reactive and bouncing off the walls and freaking everybody out, we need to slow down, like you said, and then decide what the kids should be exposed to, what they shouldn't be exposed to. And parents also need to be able to separate their work stresses from home and be able to let home fill them up and help them feel better rather than bringing it home and screaming at everybody because they had a bad day at work.
I'll tell you what's helped me is to be prepared. Okay, when you're running late or you're, you know, not prepared and you're, you know, running on the last minute of everything, that's a problem. And then you kind of, I've seen it even where kids are, or parents are trying to throw their kids in the car, and it's just a huge problem. And everything's running 10 minutes behind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I always say the best parenting tool that we have is being proactive, meaning thinking ahead, getting things in the car the night before, getting up a half hour earlier so you're not getting yourself ready and getting four kids ready and running out the door late.
Putting out their clothes if they're younger, right? All those things.
Yes.
And getting their lunches done the night before. I remember all those, you know, I tried to get as much done as I could the night before because, trust me, even in the morning it was still stressful.
And there are the unexpecteds that come up.
Right.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And even sometimes you cannot, as much as you want to be prepared, you can't. Maybe you're tired. Maybe it's been such a stressful day, everything was 10 minutes behind, and you're tired. You don't want to do this or that. I honestly think that you have to get up, and I think Kim doesn't even realize how good she is at this, but it's called, you just go with it. You don't act like you're stressed. You just go with it. She can, I mean, the whole thing could be happening around her, and you just look at her and she's got that little smile. And my husband is that way too, which is really a positive way to think, because if you create stress because you're stressed, oh my God, I'm 10 minutes late and I didn't do this, I didn't do your life, well, what's that going to do the other person? Yes. So if you're calm,
the other person means like just, your other four children.
That's right. And but you're very, very good at that, and you don't give yourself credit for that. You
thank you.
You just let it go. It's like water off a duck's back. It might be inside, hiding it, but I'm telling you give off the air, which I think is a lesson a lot of people should learn. And my husband's that way, the same way. It's like, oh well, okay, we flow with it. What else? Let's go. Here we go.
And we can learn from the people around us. When you see someone who goes with the flow, be inspired by that and say, I want to be more like that. And practice.
I get inspired by that.
And when you see somebody who's stressed out, learn from that too and say, okay, that's not what I want to
exactly.
be like.
Exactly. if she would just calm down, right?
Yeah, that's really a great point right there.
Yeah.
And the other thing, as you're kind of along that lines, is there's people that you can mentor.
Yeah.
And maybe if it's not your own parents and you see somebody else that you feel like they've ran their life really nice, their kids are, you know, we never know what our kids are going to, what road they're going to go on. But, you know, if you are trying to run your life the way you've seen and you're calm and you're mindful about where you're going, I think you have a better chance.
I believe we have teachers all around us.
Oh, I do too.
You learn a little bit from everybody.
Whenever
you?
I see an older couple in the market, I always want to walk up to them and say,
introduce myself.
And I say, how many years have you been married? And I'm a therapist. What would you tell a young couple is the secret to a long-lasting marriage?
Have you done that before?
Many times.
Okay, so what is the secret?
What do you get?
Oh, my goodness. The most common answers that I get are never go to bed mad, communicate, and the most important one that I love the most is you just don't leave when things get tough.
Like meaning give up on the marriage or...
You don't give up. Right. You stick with it because it might be bad today, but that doesn't mean it's always going to feel this bad.
Great advice. If anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie. We've got Betty Alkazian on. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist, parenting coach, author of Parenting Backwards. Where can people get in touch with you?
Well, there are three great ways to get a hold of me. Through my website, which is balancedparenting.com. I also have a Facebook page called Balanced Parenting.
You're also on my website, and you can link down into her website on KimPaganoShow.com.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and you know, so you work with different families, and do you work with a lot of men, too?
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes the men are dragged in by their wives by the earlobes, but they do show up, and they find out I don't bite, so they come back.
Well, what's interesting is I have heard a lot about that the trend is actually changing, where a lot of home men are being at home now and the women are going out to work. And so I was interested in asking you, how does that turn the parenting around?
Very interesting. You know, it's still such a new concept that there isn't a lot of support out there for the men who are stay-at-home dads.
Yeah, I think it's huge.
I think you're right.
I mean, I think things are totally different. Are they going to be, you know, we were talking about this the other day, and are they going to be dressed as nice? Are they going to be, it doesn't matter if you know. I mean, because there's some really anal men, and there's some men like, a little dirt's not going to matter.
Most men are not anal. Most men are pretty cash.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting. So have you worked with any families that is a situation?
Many, actually,
okay, and
yes.
So what's your thought on that?
It's just an interesting dynamic. Every family's different, of course. It's about adjusting to different roles and understanding. Sometimes it's difficult for men because there's this social belief that the man is supposed to be the breadwinner. And that belief still persists, even though we think we're really progressive. Here we are in 2012. We should, you know, be really accepting of lots of different roles. But it's still hard for a lot of men to not feel like they're not doing enough.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's interesting. So, okay, so what are some of the ways I see that you have things that we can do to de-stress?
Yes. Well, Jeannie mentioned a few minutes ago about exercise. Mm-hmm. It is the first and most important thing to do because it does relieve that stress. It makes us feel good, and we are putting ourselves first, even just for that half hour or hour.
I've been known to even go drag myself to the gym. Like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, I'm pretending there's this hook. And when I get there,
you're much better.
I just do something. No, sometimes you go and you actually just, you hate it so much. Or what, for whatever reason, I'll get in there and I'll make myself do at least 10 minutes on the bike. And okay, I feel like I might do one other thing. I'm out of here.
Yes.
All right, yeah. But yes, I went.
I started the ball. To admit, I hate it. I don't want to go. But when I go, I'm always so glad afterward
that I
did.
Then the next time it's easier, isn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of like grocery shopping. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You're so funny.
Well, anyways, okay, so what else? What other things can we do? Self-care.
Other kinds of self-care might be getting a massage.
I love my massages. Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Date nights. I think mom and dad need to connect without the kids. They need to be able to finish their sentences. They need to be able to remember their relationship too,
that's right.
Because that's another way we get filled up
by
our partner.
And get ready away from each other. Bob and I do that, and it's kind of exciting, you know. You
get just ready away from each other. That's interesting.
You know, you've got a big enough house, go in one another, and just kind of pretend and get dressed, and like
so
you're going to meet him in a few minutes. And it's really a neat thing to do.
That's very cute. You're dating your husband.
That's right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's one of my advices to couples too: is treat each other like you're on a date.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it is really important. And there's another topic right there. Is so many times we treat our spouses as an enemy. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
yeah.
God, why are you doing
this
to
nuisance.
Me again?
Like a nuisance.
Yeah. Instead of saying, how do we fix this? You know, how do we get back on the same page? How does, you know, our son's not acting exactly, you know, it's your fault. It's your fault. No, it's okay. So where do we need to make some changes to get this ship back on? You know, talking about ships. Wasn't that sad about the totally off the subject, but that's tragic, I'm telling you.
Horrible.
Crazy.
Anyways. And we're on one of those ships too, by the way.
You are going?
No, we were.
Oh,
we went
you
to
were?
Italy on one, and I said, thank God. It tells me that they're not very organized.
Yeah,
you know?
You never know.
Very frightening.
But yeah, so you need to keep your ship on, you know, on target.
And I think you mentioned a great thing. Our spouse isn't our enemy. We really do have common goals. It's about how we treat each other. We take each other for granted so often.
And stop the blame game.
We blame each other, exactly. And what we have to do is see each other as our fellow
equal
team member and supporter. And sometimes a marriage can be fixed entirely just by changing how we behave toward one another.
Oh,
and
I think 100% that does it right there.
You know, that is a great point right there. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to Betty Alkazian. And we're talking about basically self-care of our families, of making sure that we still stay as a unit, that we're not all separate, rolling around trying to fix something. Because I don't think you can do that.
Mm-mm.
I think that if everybody's going their own way and you're not connected to your relationship, it's really hard to keep everything together. So that's one of the things. But, you know, it is really important to all stay on the same wavelengths, right?
And the best way to do that is through communication.
Mm-hmm.
We have to spend time together, whether it's dinner, a family meeting, whatever it takes, and have that time together and communicate with one another. Here's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Right. Mm-hmm. And another thing is you want to have your own meeting first and then present it to your children, at least as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come out and dad thinks one way, mom thinks another way, and then three of the kids get on dad's wagon and one's like, well, you know, I don't think you guys are being fair to mom. And then it just splits everybody down
the
middle.
Can't you
just
say, I'm sorry, but dad and I haven't talked about this yet.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
So
I always tell parents, buy time.
Buy time. Oh, that's a good one. That's a
just
really
say,
good
let
one.
Me think about that. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Well, I'd love to open up my phone lines and also, if there's any questions out there that any of you parents have for Betty here, I know you'll love to
anytime
definitely do that. Also, I want to recommend her her book, and Parenting Backwards. Where do we find this?
Actually, through me. Go to my website, and you can order it through there, balancedparenting.com.
Okay, great. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's in here, and stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
and I like to meet pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. Then you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me? Wow. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are joining us here. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you need to get in touch with me when I'm not in the studio, my other number is 805-419-0008. Right now, actually, Betty, I have one of her books that I'd love to give to one of my listeners. So I am going to... we'll take all the names and we'll announce the winner and we'll just pick a number. So definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008. It is Parenting Backwards, Raising Our Kids to Become Fabulous Adults by Looking Forward and Working Backwards. And I know you also have another book that we'll talk about another time, but what is that book? It's such a cute name.
It's kind of a mini book. It's called Potty Learning, The Do's, mm-hmm. Don'ts, and the Oops of Poops.
Oh.
I wish I would have had that when I was raising my son.
Yeah. Now, you know, what do people, you have your practice, right? And when they come in and talk to you, what's the biggest problem that actually stands out in your mind?
I would say there are two things. And one is mom and dad being on the same page with each other. And very often it's really more about marital communication. People, if they can't communicate about other things in their marriage, it's unlikely that they're going to be successful at communicating about the parenting.
So you feel that if it's usually people, if they have a really good, solid marriage, their parenting is going to be pretty right on?
If they're good at communicating with each other, then they're
so
going to be more skillful at the conflict resolution, right? When they don't agree about something, they're going to be better at coming to some kind of an agreement.
Now, what about the father that goes to work and comes home and the house is still messy and the kids aren't, you know, every kind of things aren't done, and he has his expectation of what his wife and the mother of his child. Do you have a lot of those complaints?
Actually, expectations is a huge issue in marriages. A lot of times people come home and they're angry at one another, and it's because they do have unexpressed expectations. They expect that when they come home that the house should look a certain way or the kids should be in a certain condition, but they haven't communicated that. They haven't said, you know what would be really great? Instead, they just get angry, and then that anger and resentment builds up. And together with that is the jumping to conclusions or making assumptions issue that I see in marriage.
So how would somebody solve that?
Communication, asking nicely. You know, when we get defensive, we don't hear each other. But asking and saying, you know what would mean a lot to me? And a lot of times we forget to give and be nice and do things for our partner that would be meaningful to them, even if it's not what we want to do.
Right.
It's more about giving and thinking of others.
So this is really, I mean, even though you specialize in parenting, this is relationships. I mean, really, it's just making sure that your relationship is solid.
That's everything.
And, you know, I think that when you have a marriage agreement, I kind of think that you need to, at that point, almost have an agreement as, you know, what are you going to handle? What am I going to handle? You know, almost like an employee or like a business partner, you know, because this life is a business, you know, and we start out on this, you know, journey together. And it's like, okay, so you're going to take care of the cars and I'm going to take care of the inside. You're going to take care of the outside. I'm going to take care. Is that, I mean, do you...
I don't know if that would work for everybody, but there again, it'd be like you're saying, is the communication. If that's, when you first start out, you better communicate that to each other before you get married. That's how you like to see it run, because I know that wouldn't work in my family.
Why is that? Let's hear.
Because we both share the duty. I mean, we just look and we see things that need to be done, and we do. If I come home and I'm just tired and there's no dishes done, you know, my husband won't say anything. He just goes in there and he says, oh, well, and he'll make a mess and do the dishes. He doesn't even ask, you know. But if I told him to do the dishes, I know my borders, because he doesn't like that. But he will do stuff, or if I go to the office and I see stuff, I just pick up and you just do it, you know.
Right.
And I think because maybe that was how we knew each other quite well before we were married, and I think you learn to communicate that. So like what you're saying, if you like that, I think that's important when you're dating.
Yes.
And if it's not, you better have a little conversation after you're married.
The
right?
point is to be proactive and to talk in mm-hmm. advance. If everybody would go to premarital counseling and mm-hmm. say, okay, here are my expectations. Once mm-hmm. we have kids, this is how I envision it. And once we have a home and whatever I envision for our future.
Well, and then there's the other thing, as Kim said, what do you do now? Okay, say you didn't do that. Okay?
Yeah, there
you
go.
And here you are. I can tell you, we had some rocky times in our 44-year marriage, coming up as our anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But what we did, and it was my husband's idea, is we each got a black book, and it was a notebook, and we scheduled meetings. And we had meetings, and I used to hate those meetings because I'm like, I don't know what to say to this. You know, this is dumb. And he just looked at me and said, this isn't dumb. We're gonna tell each other exactly what is bothering us. What is it I do that bothers you? And don't be afraid. And at first it's hard, but you start keeping notes, and then you have it's like going to a therapist, but you're doing it yourself. And
yes.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't go to a therapist, but you got to start somewhere. I mean, you either go to a therapist or you sit down and you have your meetings, family meetings between you and your spouse,
yes.
No kids.
And it doesn't have to be as formal as calling it a meeting. It can be date night too.
That can be.
That enables you to just have that alone time to mm-hmm. check in with each other. How right. do you think things are going? Here are the things that I'm frustrated about.
Sure.
How can we support each other?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's you're absolutely right. All of us. I mean, and mm-hmm. it's so different for everybody. But you just need to be on the same page. And what does that
and
really
communicate.
Mean?
Right.
Being on the same page. A lot of people, you know, sometimes you can't be on the same page.
No.
So
we're not always going to be mm-hmm. in agreement
yes.
with each other. But we still have to be able to agree to disagree. And we have to be able to be respectful of one another and
that's
our differences.
So true.
Very true.
I know. It took me a lot of years to get that when I disagree with something. I'd get so mad. And he'd just look at me, and we wouldn't even talk for a couple hours. And he'd say, you know, it's okay to disagree. You just got to disagree nicely. Do it calmly.
You have a wise husband.
He's very wise.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a wise husband, too. And I'm sure.
I do,
you
too.
Know what? I'm sure we all do. And I think that is the other part of this whole thing, is that we have to respect our partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to respect us. And that's the reason that they chose us. And so we all have to feel important. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, Matt, is that how you and your... it's your fiance, right? Your girlfriend?
It's my girlfriend.
Okay, yeah.
He's learning a lot.
Yeah, I know. He's like just taking notes over
don't
there,
push
right?
Things, Kim.
I know, yeah. But is that how do you guys, do you set up a time to talk about things?
No.
Are you pretty open?
We usually are. There's a lot of communication going on, but.
There's the key.
Listening to you as far as sitting down, that's not a bad idea. It never mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, because I think there's always topics or maybe a little thing here and there that maybe small that just slips the head. But it's always the little things that make the huge difference.
Right.
So. And, you know, dating is like a long audition or interview, right?
Yes, it is.
This is your lifelong
yes.
partner.
Right.
So you need to be asking lots of questions. What are your expectations? What do you think?
Uh-huh.
To see if this is somebody who's
that you want to
right.
spend.
The forever girl.
There you go.
That's
that you
right.
want to spend your life with.
Right.
Yeah. So when you start seeing those, like, kind of, you know, things that maybe aren't exactly how you want them,
mm-hmm.
right, you have to say, hey, this kind of bothers me.
Yeah,
are you,
right.
you know.
And then you
why
have to ask
you
yourself,
doing that?
Is this a deal breaker?
That's right. That's right.
That will be another show, you know. That will be another show, because those are all things that you do have to pay attention to.
Yeah, you do.
Because.
And you have to make decisions from your head, not your heart.
Oh, mm-hmm. there you go. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I am so glad that you are all here. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Betty, tell everybody where they can get in touch with you again.
My website is balancedparenting.com, and I have a Facebook page called Balanced Parenting. Or you can just call me at 805-230-2464.
Okay, and where is your office?
In Thousand Oaks.
Okay, perfect. Well, I thank all of you. Jeannie, thank you so much. And your business is Valley Alarm.
ValleyAlarm.com. And don't wait to get burglarized or have a fire. Call us first.
Yeah,
it's
so
easy.
Yeah, no, been so many in this brand new year, which is scary.
They just let out a lot of prisoners in L.A. because too many of the overflow, and there's already been a rash of a lot of burglaries. So you have to really think about it, you know.
The cost
of a burglar alarm is so cheap.
Right, and also there's so many new items out.
Oh, you can do it from your phone.
I know.
Turn on your lights. It's so cool.
And not only
that's cool.
You know, you want to protect your loved ones that are, you know, I mean, and especially sometimes you're home alone or, yeah, you know, there's just, you need to have that protection. So
look on our site. We'll help you out. ValleyAlarm.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, thank you so much on the board. And I thank all of you for being here today. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is we all need to learn to wait to worry. Because, you know, some of us worry so fast, and really, my dad used to say don't worry, you know, don't worry, because it all works out somehow. Mm-hmm. And by the time you start to worry, it could already have been passed. So.
Maybe it's the only thing we should procrastinate.
Yeah.
Worrying.
Oh, I like that. That could be a mommy moment right there. There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. And for any reason you missed any part of the show, remember to tune in from 1 to 2. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.